Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get juicy large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 355 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Jenny. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny.
Jenny from the block?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenny. Yeah. That's exactly who. So today we will be discussing part one of chapter 20 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Xenophilius Lovegood. So make sure that you've read the chapter and you're ready to communicate with dirty looks through the details.
Ooh. Spicy.
Shooting those dirty looks.
I'm still recap.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is a short and sweet one this time. Hermione is not impressed that Ron came back, saved Harry's life, and destroyed a Horcrux with the Sword of Gryffindor that he pulled out of a frozen pool that he went back in for after he saved Harry's life.
Not impressed.
At least she didn't send a fleet of birds at him again, right?
True.
A fleet.
Flock.
Oh, it is a flock, isn't it? You know, when I was typing that, I was like, this feels almost right. I'm pretty sure it's right.
Gooses, right. Geeses, fishes, fishes.
Listen, that farm we stayed at in Ireland had two geese on it. Mm-hmm. They were white. And Meg was like, are those what you would have called a goose? I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I would have called a goose. And then the Canadian geese, that's what geese look like. But gooses are white.
You're amazing.
Still like that in my head.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's wrong.
It's okay. I can't look at the Disney, right? It's a backwards G.
Mm.
I don't see it as a D.
It's weird.
It's Disney. Unfortunate for my eyes.
Disney.
I have to force myself to make that a D.
I get it.
Anyways, so to no one's surprise, Hermione is still mad at Ron. And now her love language of choice is dirty looks and pointed silences. So what could have been a joyous occasion is now an unnaturally somber mood in the tent. Quote, in fact, when all three of them were together, Harry felt like the only non-mourner at a poorly attended funeral.
When I read that, I was like, oh my God.
It's just, awful. It's one of my favorite quotes because it just matches the mood so perfectly.
Yep.
So Ron, on the other hand, is absolutely cheery when it's just Harry and him, right? So when they're alone, Ron will be like, you know, someone helped us. Someone sent that dough. Someone's on team camping. And we're one Horcrux down, right? And with that Horcrux down, now they have to start the game of, like, pretty much back up again. What are the other locations? What are the other possible items that Lord V would want to make into a Horcrux? And after all of the events in the forest with the dough and the pool and the sword and how Ron came back, Harry feels oddly optimistic. And it's almost like he feels like this is a definite upswing in their luck and they were getting help and there's a lot to look forward to. And he's not going to let Hermione's sulkiness bring him down, right? So they both need to escape from time to time. So they'll go and, like, forage for mushrooms or look for non-existent blackberries and So they just continue to discuss the things that have happened in each other's absence, right? So Ron tells him about what was going on in the wider wizarding world while he was away. Harry tells him all the details about Godric's Hollow and what happened. I wonder if he explains to him exactly what Bethilda looked like, because he did not tell Hermione.
I bet he did.
I bet he did too.
I bet he was not going to. And then Ron was like, well, what had happened? And then he was like, I can't live with this
I feel
alone
like,
in my head. So yeah. I have to tell someone.
Ron would want to know the deets.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we finally get the skinny on the taboo. Right.
Give me the lowdown.
Here's the lowdown. Quote. And how did you find out about the taboo? He asked Harry after explaining the many desperate attempts of Muggleborns to evade the ministry. The what? You and Hermione have stopped saying you know whose name. Oh, yeah. Well, it's just a bad habit we've slipped into, said Harry. But I haven't got a problem saying or calling him Lord Vol. Not Lord. He didn't say Lord. Vol. No! Roared Ron, causing Harry to jump back into the hedge. And Hermione, nose buried in a book at the tent entrance, to scowl. Over at them.
She's like, oh, shut up.
Sorry, said Ron, wrenching Harry back on out of the brambles. But the name's been jinxed, Harry. That's how they track people. Using his name breaks protective enchantments. It causes some kind of magical disturbance. It's how they found us on Tottenham Court Road. Honestly, this is a genius idea.
Yeah,
it really is.
On Voldemort's part, yeah. Not even Voldemort's followers will use his name. The Dark Lord, right? And only the ones who are putting up a strong resistance use his name, like the Order of the Phoenix. And it's honestly, it's the best way to track them. It was a great move. And I wonder if that was done with ministry help.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Because it wasn't put in place until they took over the ministry. So I'm assuming that they needed something from the ministry to like enact that.
The ministry has fallen. Scrimgeour's dead. They are coming. My stomach just made a crazy loud sound. It probably didn't pick up on the mic, but it was audible.
If it did, though, it's staying in.
Yep. Quote, now they put a taboo on it. Anyone who says it is trackable. Quick and easy way to find order members. They nearly got Kingsley. You are kidding. Yeah, a bunch of Death Eaters cornered him, Bill said, but he fought his way out. He's on the run now, just like us. I can't see this. But let me tell you, Kingsley is not roughing it, and he's probably glamping.
For sure.
Oh, for sure.
He's got to have some beaded bag type deal that Hermione had and had some luxurious tent inside. He's not.
I'm sure that he has been prepared.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot. I hope that all the order members are like prepared like that. Like if they need to run at a moment's notice, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm just curious as to like. Is Kingsley pure blood, though?
I don't think it matters.
He's part of the order,
though. He's part of the order, and he's a blood traitor.
But, like, Mr. Weasley is going to the ministry every day.
I know. That does throw me off.
It's weird.
It is.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, why?
I would have captured him immediately.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's best friends with your son. You're dead.
Yeah.
Or you're my captive.
That is weird.
It is. It doesn't make any sense.
Never thought about that before. Yeah,
it bugs me a lot. I just try not to think about it.
It's just bizarre that, like,
I mean,
there's all these protections around the burrow that got broken, but then, like, Jenny is at Hogwarts and is fine.
For time being, Percy goes to work. They could have used him as leverage as well.
Yeah.
It just makes me wonder. Because, like, effectively, Voldemort is Minister of Magic, right? That's what Lupin says. But he doesn't need to go in. He's got all of his little puppets. But, like, would it be such a crazy big deal if Arthur Weasley disappeared? Do you know what I mean? Like, what would that do?
I know.
To the flow of... They already have the prophet. What, right. I mean, who cares? Other than his family and friends.
I don't understand it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or would he be like, if I take this guy, it's war right now and I'm not ready right now? I don't know.
I guess, but
somebody smarter than me, tell me, because I don't understand.
It's just weird to me that, like, Like, why couldn't Kingsley continue going to work? But just because he said his name.
Oh, Dustopher says, wait, aren't they tracking Mr. Weasley hoping Harry will contact him? So they're using
him
to try and get to Harry. So if, he uses Ginny to try and get Harry. Maybe he's like, oh, I kidnapped somebody before. It didn't work out in my favor. I've got to try a different tactic.
Maybe.
I don't understand. That makes more sense, but like.
It does, but it's still.
If you captured him, wouldn't Harry be more likely to be like. Or does he need more time getting all of the accoutrements for my final fight?
I
don't have the wand I need yet.
I looked up. Does Mr. Weasley not go back to work in book 7? And someone's having the exact same discussion as we are on Reddit, like right now. And they're like,
he's in there when they break in, though. He's going to work.
Arthur goes back to work at the Ministry, which is controlled by Voldemort. And no one thinks, hey, this guy who was aligned with Dumbledore, who was clearly a member of the Order of the Phoenix because we almost killed him that one time, whose son is best friends with Harry Potter, whose daughter dated Harry Potter, who invited Harry Potter into his home repeatedly. Maybe we should just kill him. It's so true, though.
Yeah. At least, you know, he did the ploy of a captured Sirius. Like, this is what Voldemort does to Harry. I know
that they are using him, like, as bait, I guess, but, like, they could do that with Mrs. Weasley, too, and, like, still be... Would they think that they're going to have a closer watch on him coming into the Ministry? Like, what else are they... Like, what are they going to get? It just is weird.
I guess maybe hoping that he slips some information out.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm glad that they didn't kill him, but it just seems very convenient.
Well, in my brain, to make sense of this, Voldemort's not ready for his final battle yet. He's still not confident that he can beat Harry. So he doesn't want that meeting to happen just yet.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because he was ready.
I think he was ready to get him at Godric's Hollow just because the opportunity was there and Nagini was there.
It is weird to me, though, that, like, so there's, like, maybe not Death Eaters, but Death Eaters and sympathizers totally all over the Ministry, right? And everyone knows, like, it is not a secret that Arthur Weasley is a Muggle lover,
right?
Blah blah blah. So none of them would have, like, stepped out of line and, like, I don't know.
I know it's it.
Well, yeah. On the form that Umbridge has in her office,
yeah, he's in there, right?
Known member of the Order of the Phoenix has had Harry over for blah blah blah. Like, it's all in there.
Yeah,
they all know. Anywho. Curious. Oh, okay. So Kingsley's now glamping.
Right.
And then Ron goes to ask Harry if he thinks it was Kingsley who sent the dough. And Harry reminds him that, no, remember we saw Kingsley's Patronus was a lynx. We saw it at the wedding. And so Ron's sitting there. He's still mulling over who could have sent the dough. And I think this is a very pure, sweet, hopeful moment. And it's also very heartbreaking. So he goes, do you think it was Dumbledore? And Harry's like, Dumbledore what? And Ron looks a little embarrassed, but he goes, do you think that Dumbledore sent the dough? Dumbledore had the real sword last, and that was part of his reasoning for saying this. And also, I think it's, he just wants him to be alive so much.
Yeah.
He's the person that's brought it up the most. And all of this is really interesting if you think about it, because Ron is kind of right. Dumbledore did technically send the dough. Dumbledore's portrait instructed Snape to take the sword and intended for Harry to retrieve it by an act of valor.
Yeah.
So Ron's a seer. Wrong.
And Ron's also
Ron's a seer.
He's also Dumbledore, so.
Yeah.
Rumbledore.
Yeah.
I also thought that, like, it was sweet that it, like, specifically states in the book that, like, Harry doesn't laugh at Ron for thinking this because It, like, the longing behind that question is just so real. Like, he just wants it to be true so badly.
Yeah.
But Harry shakes his head and says, Dumbledore's dead. I saw it happen. And he also, again, says his Patronus isn't a doe. It's a phoenix. And if it was Dumbledore, Like, why wouldn't he just show himself at this point?
Show yourself.
And Ron says, I don't know. Sometimes I've thought when I've been a bit hacked off, he was having a laugh or he just wanted to make it more difficult. But I don't think so. Not anymore. He knew what he was doing when he gave me the deluminator, didn't he? Ron's ears turned bright red and he became engrossed in a tuft of grass at his feet, which he prodded with his toe. He must have known I'd run out on you. And I love that Harry corrects him here, though. Mm-hmm. And he says, no, he must have known you'd always want to come back.
That got me so hard.
Yeah.
And I think that that line right there is proof that, like, what happened with the Horcrux really was their moment of forgiveness together. Yeah. Like, that was what Harry and Ron needed to, like, converse about. And it happened to all come out because of, you know, them destroying this Horcrux. But I think that it was like a pivotal moment of their friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To like overcome that hurdle. Mm-hmm. So Harry asks Ron if he has seen what Rita has been writing about Dumbledore. And Ron says, oh yeah, people are talking about it quite a lot. Of course, if things were different, it'd be huge news. Dumbledore being pals with Grindelwald. But now it's just something to laugh about for people who didn't like Dumbledore and a bit of a slap in the face for everyone who thought he was such a good bloke. I don't know that it's such a big deal, though. He was really young when they... Our age, said Harry. He just, like, interjected him again. Mm-hmm. And it was the exact same retort he'd said to Hermione. And something in his face seemed to make Ron decide against pursuing this subject with him. Like, Ron was just like,
it's done. Okay. Done with, yeah, him. Yeah.
We're not talking about this anymore.
Yeah.
So then Harry goes on to try and practice with his wand. He says Engorgio at a spider. And Ron is not happy about that.
Pick
and
something else.
He's like,
it's like, okay, I'm sorry.
It's so funny. He like apologizes again, like, please don't do that. I'm sorry. And then he's like, oh, that's right. And then he like tries to make it smaller again, but he can't. And he just notes that like everything he's done with this wand seems like so much less powerful. It feels unfamiliar. Hermione tells him that he just needs to practice. It's all a matter of confidence. And he's kind of acting like he's wearing a Horcrux right now, to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. But he's just a little spicy, a little snappy. And in his head, he doesn't say this out loud, but he's just thinking like, if it's not that big of a deal, Hermione, then why don't you just take this wand and I'll use yours?
Yeah.
But I think that she, and he realizes this too, like she's still just like really guilty about the fact that his wand broke.
But it also shows his advancement with understanding wand lore more than,
yeah,
dare I say, Hermione does.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't understand it like he does, especially later on.
Like the difference between like yielding and unyielding. Like, I don't think that Hermione grasps that yet until
owner of a wand. Yeah.
Yeah. Until they talk to Ollivander later.
And then she decides that it's absolutely evil.
Yeah.
And should not be even on his radar.
Right. So they all return to the tent when it gets dark. And Harry takes first watch and he just keeps practicing, trying to levitate little stones at his feet. And Hermione's reading in bed and Ron is trying to tune a radio.
It would all seem so normal and happy if, you know, there wasn't a war going on.
Mm. Right.
And they weren't forced to be on the run.
Yeah.
So Ron is telling Harry in a low voice because he does not want to disturb Hermione. Right. He's walking on eggshells, thin ice. About this radio program that tells the news like it really is. All the other ones are on you know whose side. We don't even get to learn what the...
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. And they all mess with our hormones. And I know that as a mom of two, my hormone imbalance needed some help. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore. Because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extract called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Like for me, having some kids. PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, Hormone Harmony can help with those things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. And guys, it definitely shows. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH, S-W-I-S-H, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet or haven't started like me, don't panic. We've got a secret source for an incredible original gift shop, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. I found this super cute storybook DIY kit. You build it yourself. It makes this adorable little 3D book nook. I might have to get it for myself. Also, have you ever heard of a pocket pillow? Because I didn't. It's literally this cozy pillow with a pocket, so you can put your latest read in there, whatever video game you're playing or a craft. I think Meg might like it. Shh, don't tell her. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/swish. That's uncommongoods.com/swish for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get juicy large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is called yet, but this is Potter Watch. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited for, I loved getting to read this part, like when I was first reading it.
Yeah. I loved Potter Watch.
Because you just get like blips into these characters you haven't seen all book, and it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. So he explains more about it. They can't run the program every night, and they have to keep changing locations because they don't want to be raided. And you need a password to tune into it, but the problem is he missed the last one. So he keeps like tapping this little radio with his wand and muttering random words, trying to guess what this password is. And he keeps like glancing at Hermione because he doesn't want to make her mad. So Ron tries for like 10 minutes. Hermione's reading. Harry keeps practicing. And then finally Hermione comes down from her bunk and immediately Ron's like, if it's annoying you, I'll stop. She doesn't even acknowledge him at all. She goes right to Harry and says that they need to talk. She's got the Life and Lies of Albus Dumbledore in her hands. And Harry thinks, if there's a chapter in there about me, I don't feel like hearing what Rita's version of mine and Dumbledore's relationship is. Like, I don't have the mental capacity for that. But instead, Hermione goes, I want to go see Xenophilius Lovegood. And Harry's like, I'm sorry, why? And she takes a deep breath, braces herself, and says, it's that mark, the mark in Beetle the Bard. Look at this. So she shows him that letter again from Dumbledore to Grindelwald. And this makes me so sad, though. Quote, he hated seeing absolute proof that Dumbledore really had written those words, that they had not been Rita's invention.
It's rough.
It's rough. So Hermione's like, no, look at the signature. So he has to look extra close, but he sees that Dumbledore changed the A in Albus to look like the triangle mark, aka the Deathly Hallows. So Ron tries to like butt in and be like, well, what are you talking about? Hermione shoots him a look, shuts it down, and then turns back to Harry. Ron has no idea about this mark at all. Which, to be fair, I mean, Hermione probably should have asked him about it because he didn't see anything. But he's been out in, like, the wizarding world within the wartime since they left. Like, maybe he would know. So then from the book, this is Hermione. It keeps cropping up, doesn't it? I know Victor said it's Grindelwald's mark, but it was definitely on that old grave in Godric's Hollow, and the dates on the headstone were long before Grindelwald came along. Mm-hmm. And now this. We can't ask Dumbledore or Grindelwald what it means. I don't even know whether Grindelwald's still alive, but we can ask Mr. Lovegood. He is. Mm-hmm. He was wearing the symbol at your wedding. I'm sure this is important, Harry. Harry, for once, is the one who's wary. He has to tell her, I don't think we need another Godric's Hollow. Like, we talked ourselves into going there. But Hermione's insistent. She's like, it just keeps coming up. Dumbledore left me this book. How do you know we're not supposed to find out about the sign? And then Harry says, here we go again. We keep trying to convince ourselves Dumbledore left us secret signs and clues. And then Ron says, the Deluminator turned out to be pretty useful. I think Hermione's right. I think we ought to go and see Lovegood.
Team Hermione.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And Harry's like, he doesn't say this out loud, but he's pretty sure Ron's supporting the idea just because Hermione suggested it. And mm-hmm. he wants to be in her good graces.
I think he would anyway, only because it would give them something to do and a purpose.
I think he does believe in it, though, because just before he was talking about how, like, you know, I thought Dumbledore was... Mm. A mad old fool. He would say that, like, fondly, right? When they were younger.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just having a laugh or, you know, whatever. But I think he knows. I think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is an Easter egg.
Yeah. So then Ron adds, it won't be like Godric's Hollow. Lovegood is on their side. And he reminds him that the Quibbler has been supporting them all along and keeps telling everyone that they've got to help Harry. Which is, like, true, but they don't know what happened. And, like, I can't super blame Xenophilius. It just, like, really sucks. It's a really hard situation.
I want to punch him in the face.
I mean, yeah.
He's so annoying.
Yep. Luna is not like him.
No.
I would venture to guess she's like her mama was.
Probs.
Yeah.
All right. Gil asks, if you had to go into hiding from Voldemort, what characters would you want to be stuck with?
What? If I had to go hiding from Voldemort?
Yeah.
Oh, probably, in my head I heard Harry. With Voldemort.
Probably the trio.
Yeah, probably. They're the ones that are clued into the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being stuck with Neville either.
They also have the biggest...
I like him. He's cool.
They also have the biggest, like, rewards on their head, though, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like if I was going to live, it'd probably be with them.
True.
Maybe the Weasley household.
Yeah, I would love to live there because apparently the ministry doesn't care about them.
What'd you say?
Auntie Muriel.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you.
I'd probably want to go to Shell Cottage.
Oh,
Layla. Yeah.
Chill out on the beach. Mm-hmm. Margaret Ann asks, if you were Kingsley glamping, what is one thing you would have to bring with you? Funny answers.
Toilet paper.
You don't want to use leaves?
I would be the one that picks the wrong kind of leaves.
Red stem 3.
Yeah.
Chibot.
Phil?
That's a funny answer.
He would be terrible to take on the run.
He would be give you away in a heartbeat.
That's why it's kind of funny.
Be like, Mom, I hear someone. You'd be like, oh, no, shut up. alert. Yes, I know. Shut up. You're going to get us caught.
Next thing you know,
I would just Silencio
him.
You'd be dead.
You know, like the Fwooper and the...
Oh, yeah.
In Diagon Alley.
We're going to be there so soon.
I know. I just got the funniest thought in my head of Phil having that put on him mid bark and him just like not knowing what to do because
cheeks puff.
Yeah, but like then he's barking but no sounds coming out. I think he'd be really disoriented.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh my god, Mac Energy said face lotion. I feel that one. My soul.
That's a good one.
I broke my deodorant today.
Oh, that's the worst.
You broke it?
Mid swipe.
Oh.
Just right on. Oh.
I would definitely make sure that I have my toothbrush.
I got it back up.
Could you imagine?
Funny.
Ugh.
But we're glamping. Are these things already provided?
Yeah, true.
Is there a bidet?
A s'mores kit.
Bidet. Mm.
Why did you say it like that?
I
bidets are sweet, bidets. Man.
I know.
They're
the best.
Bidet.
Honestly, I would really want our little astronaut man in our room that puts stars on the ceiling.
Sound
it
machine.
Really sets a mood.
Hat my hatch.
Okay.
Lots of people broke their deodorant recently. Sorry, guys.
Sam asked, who did you think sent the Patronus the first time you read the book?
I don't think I knew. I don't think I guessed.
I had no idea.
I think in my head I was like, it's Lily.
Right.
Because it's Adele. But then I was like, that's stupid.
How would you know it was Adele? Like, for Lily.
Because his dad's was a stag.
When did we find that out?
End of this book, I think.
Yeah. At the end of this book?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
found out about James?
No.
No.
But we found out about Lily.
We found out about Lily in Snape's memories, and then he says it out loud to Voldemort.
I think that I just might have guessed that like hers was a doe since we knew James was a
stag. Aren't you smart? Dang.
Oh, that's cool. I had no idea.
I don't know.
I probably thought Dumbledore. I don't know.
Did you Dumbledore was still alive.
Yeah.
Sir Kerr said, Meg bringing artificial stars to camping.
Yeah.
The orangey looking ones that we used to get. Stick
orangey.
On the ceiling. Green, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
There were orange ones, too.
Were there orange ones?
Yeah.
Those were cool.
I still sell those.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to pick two more. Okay. Gil asked, what does it mean for the other new broadcasters to be on Voldemort's side? Is it that they're sharing pro-Death Eater ideals or that they're disparaging Dumbledore and Harry or something else?
Probably both.
All of it.
Yeah, all of the above.
All of the above.
Yeah. And talking about, like, muggles and...
Muggle registration and all that.
Yeah. Basically, just taking notes from Umbridge.
And then Sam asks, what would your name be on Potter Watch? What password would you use for Potter Watch?
Shoddy.
I feel like I'd go by Iggy.
That's cute.
Password. Toadstool.
Venomous Tentacula.
Mm.
I'd go by Buff Puff.
Yeah.
You would.
And my password would be Schnack.
Caput Draconis.
Yeah.
Caput Draconis. All right. Discord discourse. Nikki. About why Voldemort or the Ministry didn't take Mr. Weasley. I thought it was because the Weasleys are an old pureblood family. So that maybe saved them for a while.
I mean, there's a point to that.
That's true. Katie K said, and you're really young, Harry. You should still be figuring things out, too. You shouldn't be having to do this yet, either.
It's funny, because when I saw her type that, I immediately was like, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you're a child.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's unfair that you are doing what you're doing right now.
Correct.
Yeah. Fan story?
Yeah.
Please.
This comes from Olivia, who had a fun subject line. It said, boop, my Potter story.
Oh,
and
it made me laugh.
Here we go.
Cute.
I love your podcast. I started listening to you guys when I was 9 3/4.
Aww.
Hey.
Now I am 11 and almost caught up. You're officially wizarding age.
Yeah. Welcome to Hogwarts.
I'm on episode 298, Katie's Choice. My all-time favorite episode titles are, here we go. Sour Patch Kids, new flavor, Voldemort. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Or Dementors just need lotion. Oh, God. Oh, I was attracted to you guys because of your beautiful logo. Thank you. That is so sweet.
I designed it myself. Thanks.
I do believe, though, someone said was they were like picturing scrolls. Who was that?
Was that me. Tiff?
Yes. Yeah, so you contributed? Yeah, it was a whole team effort.
You gave me a dirty look.
Like Hermione?
Pointed silence.
Scram.
Oh my God. Back to Olivia. Now my Potter profile. First house is Ravenclaw. Second, Gryffindor. Third, Hufflepuff. Fourth, Slytherin. My Patronus is a dolphin. Whoa, that's two in a row.
What?
Another patwinsy.
Double dolphins.
And my wand is acacia wood with a phoenix core, 13 and a quarter inches, and brittle flexibility. My favorite character is Ginny, and my least favorite is Bellatrix because she killed Dobby. My favorite book is The Goblet of Fire, a.k.a. The Hot Cup of Fire. And my favorite movie is Order of the Phoenix. My favorite scene in the movie is when Mrs. Weasley defeats Bellatrix.
Pretty good.
I first got into Potter in third grade, but at first, much like you guys, I refused to read it just because it was popular. My dad borrowed the DVD for the first movie. I watched it and had nightmares about the back of Voldemort on the back of Quirrell's head. One day it was silent reading time. I had read almost every single book on the third grade bookshelf. Only the Sorcerer's Stone was left. So I reluctantly picked it up and started reading it and couldn't stop. I brought it out to recess, lunch, and anywhere I could. I read books 1, 3, 5, and 7 at school, and at the same time books 2, 4, and 6 at home, borrowed from the library, so many details were confusing.
Oh my goodness.
You were tandem reading? All of those things?
That is a lot.
I always read the last page of every book before starting it, just to make sure Harry was still alive.
Oh my gosh.
Then I started rereading the series over and over and over, always skipping the first chapter and the third book because it was too sad. Finally, my mom got tired of seeing me lying on the carpet holding a Harry Potter book, so I started listening to you guys. This podcast helped me so much, especially entertaining me on long car rides and when I was bored with nothing to do sitting on a couch after I broke my leg while skiing.
Oh, man.
Also, I took inspiration from one of your other listeners and added boop to try and get your attention. Olivia.
Genius.
It worked.
Absolute genius.
Thanks so much.
Ravenclaw first Olivia. House, you know?
Thanks so much, Olivia. P.S. What small shop do you recommend for getting Harry Potter earrings?
I love those Harry Potter book page earrings that we got in Kent, and I think that they have an online shop.
Who are they again, though? I know what you're talking about. They make bracelets. They use pieces of the pages. We have the stars on earrings and necklace.
I will find it.
Yeah, they're in Kent.
But they have like an Etsy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
Definitely a lot of Etsy shops. I don't wear a lot of jewelry, but I do like what they're talking about. I like their stuff. I like to look at it. So hopefully we can find it and put it in the description.
Would you look at it?
I hope so.
Make a note.
Yeah.
Find that shop.
I will.
Straight away.
But Olivia, thank you for your story.
Yes.
Thank you for your boop.
Keep the fandom going with the
youngins.
The young crown. I love it.
I need more detail on how you read the books like that.
Yeah.
So interesting. Joke time. I didn't pick one out because I don't know how to do my own job.
You sure don't. You're fired. Just kidding. We need you desperately.
Now that's job security. What the heck? Okay.
Maybe don't read that one. Oh, hold on. It's going to be good. Don't meaty bits this. Listen.
What did Ron say after Hermione cast a Lumos spell?
You light up my world, girl.
Close.
Oh.
You glow, girl.
Ah! Oh, my God.
I was so close.
That's so dumb.
So close. You have to read social media.
Okay. If you would like to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram at tiffswish_flick. Bingo, nobody. House cup standings are Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, and Hufflepuff.
Number one, you stink. Just kidding. Great job, everyone. Okay.
Tiff's had a lot of instant guilt today.
I'm sorry.
She says a thing and then she's like, but I love you.
I'm going to find this shop.
I believe in you. All right. This is for the younger generation of Potterheads.
Mm-hmm.
Led by Olivia.
Yes.
Go, baby. Go. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get juicy large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.